Bar Halacha, Tuesday night. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is when you magil something, when you kasher something, so the Shulchan Aruch says you should immediately after the Hagolah rinse it off in cold water. The reason is, so b'di'evid, it's okay if you don't. Because what are we afraid of? We're afraid after the Hagolah is over and you've taken it out of the, let's say, the pot of boiling water, then it still has boiling water on it. Maybe it'll go back, it'll get absorbed back into the utensil. As it's bubbling inside, we're not afraid of that. Because it's polate, it's emitting the absorbed taste. When you take it out, we're afraid that it'll get reabsorbed from the hot water on it. Now, really, al pidin is not a chashash. Either you're talking about an eino ben yomo, which you're anyway supposed to try to make sure you're only kashering an eino ben yomo utensil. It's probably batel b'shishim, the amount of belia that was out and now is going back in. So, but the evidence okay, but l'chatchila, you should as quickly as possible rinse it off in cold water. You can do it. Some people are makbid to go to a sink that's not the kitchen sink, but really, you know, it really shouldn't be a problem because you're pouring cold water on it, so it won't get nivla into anything because the water will turn cold and there won't be any bleas from it. Some people like to walk as quickly as possible to a neutral sink or a trade sink or a bathroom sink and rinse it off there. Okay.